Test 76, Section 2, Question 4. Here we're looking for another flaw. And basically, we look at these behavior of the six chameleons. Figure that lizards, such as chameleons, bask in the sun not only for warmth, but to regulate vitamin D. Okay, so there, that's our conclusion, is it's not just for warmth, it's vitamin D. Critics of the study, although correct in observing their sample size was very small. Okay, so they're saying yes, it's true that it was small, and the author is agreeing with the critics, are wrong to doubt its results. Okay, so that's our conclusion, is you're wrong to doubt the results. After all, the study's author is well regarded professionally and has been doing excellent work for years. Okay, so the conclusion of the argument is you're wrong to question it. The evidence is just the author is really well respected. And the problem with that is that it looks at the source rather than the substance. So it doesn't say anything about whether or not the study's results are questionable, because it just trusts them because of the source rather than looking at the study itself. So what's the flaw? So now we're going to look for that flaw. Takes the behavior of chameleons to be generalizable to lizards as a whole. Now, that's not the biologist's argument isn't about whether it is or isn't generalizable, and so that's not the problem. The problem with this argument is that it doesn't question the study because the author is respected. Fails to explain how chameleons regulate their vitamin D. It does fail to do that, but it doesn't need to, because this is just about whether or not critics are wrong to doubt the results. Focuses its attention on the study's author rather than the study itself. That sounds a lot like what we said, because it's the reasoning saying critics are wrong to question it is solely based on the reputation of the author. Fails to demonstrate that the study's critics have relevant expertise. Well, if anything, it doesn't need to show that they have expertise because it's actually critiquing them. And then holds the study's author to a higher standard than it holds the critics. No, if anything, it doesn't hold the author to a higher standard, and so E is the opposite. And so C would be our correct answer here.